Rennie McDermott studies the sheet music on her laptop screen. The eighth grader at Grand Center Arts Academy then eagerly connects a wire to a small circuit board called an Arduino. And just like that, Jingle Bell Rock starts to play.
I sing, so it's helping me with my choir skills because I had to read the sheet music to put it into the Arduino, and I had to learn all the notes and stuff.
Rennie is working in something called the Makerspace. Think of it sort of like a school library. Students can pop in before and after school, during study hall, or if they finish classwork early. The charter school created the Makerspace as a way to help students weave together art and technology through self-directed projects. When she's done, Rennie says the circuit board will connect to a Christmas tree made with a 3D printer and covered with tiny LED lights.
It's like a sense of pride when you get to do something all on your own.
They're working only based on their motivation, so there's no grades to Makerspace.
That's Makerspace facilitator Andrew Gooden.
And I think we've proved that that concept works based on the projects that we've seen.
Though the concept is rooted in the tradition of hands-on learning, Gooden says the Makerspace's self-directed environment is hardly old school.
Seeing the diversity of projects and having students have complete open creativity, you really get to see some amazing things.
Across the nation and in St. Louis, groups have taken it upon themselves to create similar learning environments. A lot of them refer to their efforts as hacking. No, they're not teaching kids how to break into email accounts or steal financial information. In this context, hacking just means combining different elements or concepts to make something new. To get an idea of what this looks like in practice, just head out to St. Peter's. During a recent lab at HackerU, 16-year-old Jack Eddy has a remote-controlled car he helped build spinning on a tabletop.
Because of HackerU, I actually plan on going into electrical engineering. It's cool to know that when somebody complains that their doorbell doesn't work, I can say, hey, I can fix that.
Jack's mom, Terry Eddy, helped found HackerU a little over a year ago. She homeschools her two sons and figured it would be a good way to connect with other homeschoolers in the area.
And it took off like wildfire. I mean, we have a wait list as long as my arm.
The nonprofit is open to everyone, and Eddie says about half of the kids on the waiting list attend public or private school. She says it's not unusual for parents from across the St. Louis region to drive in their kids for labs on the weekend. And looking around the room, Eddie can't help but point out there's almost as many girls as there are boys.
When a lot of people think of this type of environment, they think it's a bunch of boys, you know. But we have a lot of girls here, and they're doing great. They love it.
Back at Grand Center Arts Academy, kids are working on everything from an animated movie to a remote control helicopter. Makerspace facilitator Andrew Gooden says they just started a design class that combines this style of project-based learning with more traditional coursework.
When students are driven by a project, the skills that are necessary to complete the project are just a natural part.
Gooden says maybe the secret to getting kids more interested in schoolwork is simple. Just help them make some cool stuff. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon.